Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence, and here's the Insight calling. Something, 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 ABBA something. Coming up, the Eurovision season begins, Estonia lines up on pole position, and Junior Eurovision goes all Paul Hardcastle. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the new Eurovision season. Hey, September the 1st deadline has passed. As of now, anything new released and still fits all under the rules, like 3 minutes and singers and stuff and everything, is eligible for the upcoming Eurovision Song Contest in Italy in May 2022. I'm Ewan Spence, part of the ESC Insight team. This is our Insight News podcast, 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, and it's got really, really busy this week. Part of that, of course, is the on-season has begun. The September the 1st deadline, which is this sort of totemic part of the Eurovision calendar. So we've moved away from the summer, we're now into the on-season songs released from this point forward, which are 3 minutes long, etc, etc, etc. They're all definitely eligible for the song contest. If you released a song beforehand, like you put a demo up on YouTube and maybe only had like 12 views, then technically it's released, but because it's not gained what's called commercial advantage, you can ask the EBU and the executive supervisor nicely if you can still enter that song, and chances are it will happen. Anyway, broadcasters have submissions open. Some of them are closed. The Dutch submission closed on August the 31st, so there you go. But most of them are still open. You can go to their websites, Masquer, and get the details if you're still looking to submit a song to the contest. Also, in the wider world of news where hashtag Eurovision pops up, of course, this week's announcement from ABBA that they'll be releasing their first new music in nearly 40 years. Two tracks already dropped, an album on November the 5th, and a massive, massive ABBA Voyage concert in a custom-built hall in London will be taking place and opening up in late May next year. Late May, from a band who run for Eurovision? How curious. And yes, released on September the 2nd, so for those of you who might be thinking, have we already found our winning song? Both the new tracks are more than 3 minutes long, so that's not going to happen. I genuinely do not think ABBA would enter the contest again. There's a huge amount of risk for not a huge amount of reward on that one. But, you know, we all have dreams. People spent 40 years dreaming for new ABBA music. They finally have it, so maybe that journey will continue. And presumably the big bucks fizz, we've settled all our differences and now we're going to reform as a four-piece announcement, is going to pop up in the next few months as well. Okay, now on to Song Contest proper, a couple of bits and pieces for the high-level organisation. We're now up to 27 broadcasters who have officially declared in public that they are going to be entering the Song Contest. Adding to the list this week are Iceland and Latvia. 27, we're getting a bit long to do the whole country list. I'll go on then. Albania, Australia, Belgium, Bulgaria and Czech Republic. Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France and Germany. Greece, Iceland, Israel, Italy and Latvia. Lithuania, Malta, Netherlands, Norway, Poland. Romania, San Marino, Serbia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland and Ukraine. Getting to start a little bit of a rhyme at the end there. I'm going to have this nailed by May. Anyway, as I said, these are ones who have publicly declared. It's worth noting that there will be other broadcasters who may well have sent their paperwork to the EBU and not publicly announced. In any case, the deadline to get the we'd like to enter Eurovision form into the EBU is September the 16th. But again, nothing needs to be said in public. So you kind of like go around and ask everybody. So, yep, as part of the let's ask everyone who ever appeared on the Eurovision stage whether they're going to come back, the latest no or not to a press inquiry comes from Monaco's broadcaster TMC. The principality will not be returning to the song contest in 2022. That said, if we get a venue in the north of Italy, you can land in Nice Airport, get the train, pass through Monaco, go, hey, you're not entering, and carry on to the song contest. I'd love to be able to say that for sure. We were expecting to hear about the host city announcement in late August. You'll know from your calendars, it's now early September. Nothing yet. We're still waiting on the Italians. Allora. I said, we do have another bit of news from Italy, and it's coming up right now. Junior Eurovision 2021, taking place on December the 19th. It's going to be the 19th edition of the contest, and we have an official entry list. 19 countries. Why that is something to do with Paul Hardcastle? Well, the older listener will get that, and everybody else can head to Wikipedia and the UK charts for the 1980s. So, yeah, previously we were like 14 or 15 countries. We've bumped up to 19 now. The new additions onto that list are Armenia, who are returning, Bulgaria, who are returning, Kazakhstan, who are returning by special invitation of the EBU, and Italy. Yes, we don't have a whole city announcement, we don't have a venue announcement, but we do have the "we're coming to Junior Eurovision," which raises a couple of eyebrows, because you might recall that RAI stated it would not be entering Junior Eurovision this year due to preparing for Eurovision 2022 and the high bar set by its internal policies and guidelines around minors on television. Well, as we know, the former is going, but slightly behind schedule, but there you go. And now we hear that the latter has obviously, the bar has cleared. REI will be at Junior Eurovision, they will be in Paris on December the 19th at La Scène Musicale, and the Italian flag will be flying under hashtag Imagine. Although with the announcement, we did see how all the flags are going to be represented, and they're going to be projected onto the Eiffel Tower Christmas tree shape, and it does look wonderful. Yep, Armenia's returning, Bulgaria's returning, Kazakhstan returning as well. In other Junior Eurovision news, Georgia will be starting their televised national final selection shows at Ranina. Starts on September the 11th, Saturday there. We're expecting multiple weeks there of shows, but we're still waiting on some more format details. The same is true over in Ireland. TGA will be starting their national final live broadcast. I don't think those ones are live, because it does use two permanent judges and a rotating Eurovision star as the third judge, 100% judge vote in the studio. Anyway, they are starting their broadcasting on Sunday, September the 12th. And again, we're waiting on a few more format details on how that will go through. We also have news from the Netherlands for Junior Song Festivalen. That's their national final, which takes place on September the 25th. It's going to be a 33-33-33 split. Yes, we know there's a rounding error in there. And there's going to be a children's jury featuring three of the acts in the 2020 Junior Eurovision national final. So that's members of the band Unity, Robin de Haas and Jackie and Jean. They're going to be joined by an adult jury with Jean-Yves McCrory, Emma Hesters, who's a big YouTuber, and Rolf Sanchez, who's been on X Factor and is a professional singer. Now, the other final 33%, of course, is the public televote, shown September the 25th. Short one from Russia, confirmation that with Junior Eurovision happening a month later than most people expected, the Russian submission date for Junior Eurovision has been pushed back from late August into September, so September the 20th now. There'll be a televised semi-final shortly after that, late September, early October, and then a national final to select the singer and song in October, November time. Finally, from Junior Opera at Ukraine, submissions are open, those for looking to sing at the contest. You need to be between 9 and 14 years old. You need to enter with a cover of a previous Ukrainian Junior Eurovision song or with your own song. Submissions on that will close September the 19th. The broadcaster is looking for between 12 and 16 performers for a televised national final with dates to follow. And now, of course, the September the 1st deadline has passed. It seems to have unlocked a little logjam of news. Let's start with Estonia. Submissions are now open for Este Lau, which is Estonian broadcaster's programme to select their song for the Eurovision Song Contest. And there is big news here. Not only is Este Lau having televised quarterfinals for the first time in recent memory, but we're going to be getting those quarterfinals in November, which I think is going to be the earliest bit of adult Eurovision action we're going to have again in recent memory. So it's November the 20th. It's the first of four weekly shows. The 40 songs entered in Este Lau, 10 per show, 5 will qualify through to the semi-finals. In terms of dates, those semi-finals are going to be in February the 3rd and February the 10th. So if you do qualify through, you've got plenty of time to work on the stage show. And the Estee Lauder Grand Final will be happening on February the 12th. Also of note, the balance of the 40 songs is going to be split equally between songs in Estonian and songs sung in other languages, with English specifically highlighted. Submissions, as I said, open now, close October the 20th. There will be an artist announcement before October the 27th. 1 week maximum of decision process. What else do we have? Finland. Submissions opened on September the 1st, honouring that date, and they close on September the 6th. They did say this long in advance, so everybody's going to have their songs ready to drop off at the front door of YLE's headquarters. So if you want to be part of UMK, get your entries in sharpish. And do remember, at least one of the lead singers or the songwriters must be either Finnish or hold Finnish residency. Iceland also confirming their entry into Eurovision this year. The Icelandic broadcaster RUV has released details on its national final song, Verkeppnin. No changes to previous years, although last year, of course, was a Daffy goes through again, but previous years, the competitive side of things, no changes to those. It's going to take place sometime in February. 10 songs will go through 2 semi-finals, 2 will qualify from each. 5th song will be selected by a jury as a wild card from those that didn't make it through. That grand final will then go down to 2, and there'll be a super final runoff, and that will be Iceland's song for Europe. Submissions on that close on October the 6th, and we're being told to expect an artist reveal at some point in it. January. Latvia, much like Iceland, they had a winner stays on, as it were. So Samantha Tina was selected in Supernova 2020 and represented in 2021 as well, because Waves in the Sky, all that stuff you know about. But broadcaster LTV has confirmed through its Twitter channel it's going to be returning to a national final system to select the Eurovision 2022 song. The format and the other details, I mean, will it still be called Supernova, for example? All of that will follow. Okay, things that we can put else in your diary. Norway. We have dates and more for Norway's Melody Grand Prix. Broadcaster NRK has confirmed the broad details. 5 semi-finals, 1 grand final. No word yet on venues or audiences. It's the same format as they have actually had over the last 2 years. The weekly shows start on January the 15th for the first semi-final, with the grand final on February 19th. Now, last year they announced the artist the Monday before, so kept a nice little bit of news momentum going. I expect we're going to see something similar from that as well. There's still more. Sweden. Confirmation from broadcaster SVT that Sweden's Melody Festivalen is looking to return to the tour and take the show around various venues in Sweden before returning to Stockholm for the grand final. Due to the COVID restrictions last year, the entire 6-week show was held in Globen with no audience. So returning to the countryside, very much wanted. That said, it's still in the planning stages. There's a long way to go. There's a winter to get through. And I would expect a decision on whether it's a tour, a fixed location, or some other hybrid system is going to be made much later in the year. 2 more countries left. Switzerland, quick one here. Their submissions process is open as well, closes September the 15th. And Ukraine, as well as the junior Eurovision details that we've had, we also have more details on the selection show for the adult Eurovision as well. Although Vidbeer is going to continue, in previous years it was organised by one of the private broadcasters, namely STB. They had an initial contract with 3 years to select the song and artist before handing it over to the public broadcaster UAPBC, and that was extended for another 3 years. Now it's come to an end, it reverts back to the public broadcaster UAPBC, and we'll see what's going on there. It does look like Vidbeer is going to stay as a format, but run in-house. And it's had a pretty good run, actually. Started in 2016, Jamala's 1944 actually won the contest and brought Eurovision to Kiev and Ukraine. And of course, in its last competitive entry, 2020, Go Our selected, and we ended up with that international smash hit, Shum, at the contest 12 months after that, finding 4th place for the country. Right, then, let's have a little throw and look around the community just now. We did a Patreon podcast, myself and Ben Robertson, on the September the 1st date. It's Totemic Power, whether it needs change and why it's important to our community. Patreon.com/ESC Insight, and you can support the podcast there as well from as little as the price of a smart coffee per month. We've also started our Let's Send This Artist to Eurovision series over on the website. First up was the pick of Nanook from Samantha Ross, and we're going to go through some more picks from the team and the Friends of the Parish, probably weekly, over the next month or two there as well. So keep an eye out for that, introducing you new artists and sounds that could very well do great on the stage wherever it is going to be in Italy. Podcast-wise, let's highlight another podcast. I'd like to do that here. Heading into its fourth year is the Dutch language podcast Ding A Dong from Marco Dreiser and J.G. Kuzman. Both of them also run Wig Time, a podcast for all you Drag Race fans. Songfestivalpodcast.nl. Okay, dates for your diary. I'm not going to do any more of the submissions, opening and closings in this point now because, frankly, there's far too many of them, and we've already covered them in the main body. Also, we're starting to get a lot more televised shows coming up in here, so consider this now the televised dates. We've got one, two, pretty much all Junior Eurovision national finals and heats. September 10th for Germany. Germany is the actual national finals, a one-shot show. First heat in Georgia on September the 11th. First heat in Ireland on September the 12th. 10, 11, 12. Boom, boom, boom. You got a triple header there. Double header on September 25th is the one-shot national final in the Netherlands to find the winner of Junior Song Festival. And Poland's Junior Eurovision national final is on the 26th. We wind that forward, of course, October the 23rd for Ukraine. And, of course, Georgia and Ireland are running weekly at that point as well, all running towards Junior Eurovision itself on Sunday the 19th of December in Paris, hashtag imagine. Alright, that's us. A rather busy 7 days there in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and Junior Eurovision. Find out more, listen to the older podcasts, escinsight.com. You'll find us in all the usual podcast libraries. If you've just stumbled over us on the internet, go hit that follow button. And of course, you can leave us a review as well, if you so wish, at all of those sites. We'll be back here in 7 days' time, bring you more news, more fun, more games, more enjoyment, more Eurovision. But until then, stay safe, be kind to each other, keep washing your hands. Ta-ra for now with the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team from ESC Insight. www.escinsight.com, patreon.com/ESC Insights.